And now, David Hasselhoff. Hi.
Good morning. Remember, Scott Mills is my friend, and that's all we have in the end. And if you'd like to see, watch the Living Channel at 10 on TV. Good morning, it's off!
Are you doing an impression of me on the voiceover?
Was that you on the voiceover?
Yeah. Let me play you some now. There's some really good bits. Listen to this. You're going to love this, Chappers.
Okay.
I was just trying to get feel the drama of me and David living together in Los Angeles, okay?
There is a moment during childhood that everyone experiences. The moment you find your hero, your role model, someone to idolise. I'm Scott Mills, and it happened to me at 10 years old, when a show came on the TV that had a car that talked.
Did you write this script yourself?
I didn't, but you don't like it, no?
No, it's very good.
I've loved the Hoff for nearly 25 years, but the closest I ever got to him was watching him on the telly. Until now.
They made you do that really kind of, until now, voice, which I quite like.
Yes, it's so captured the essence of your being that, you know, you should maybe hire that writer to kind of, follow you around and just write things for you.
Or just, narrate my life.
Yeah, it's like when you go out and you say, you know, what do I say? You say, hello, I'm Scott Mills, and it's a pleasure to meet you, and I've loved you for 25 years, even though I've never met you.
Here's my favourite bit of the whole thing.
I'm not Mitch Buchanan.
You don't say. I'm not Mitch Buchanan.
I'm not Mitch Buchanan, but I worry David lives his life like the characters he portrays.
It's hilarious. But
do you worry that?
I worry sometimes.
Has that kept you up at night?
Yes, it does. Sometimes at night, I think to myself, I worry that David is just like the characters he portrays. No, I mean, it's a great show, isn't it, David? We had lots of fun.
You know, it's a lot of fun. I was actually thinking of coming up to Brighton and doing the next reality episode should be at Brighton Beach, hanging out trying to be Mitch Buchanan at Brighton Beach. No, it was a lot of fun. I was actually out on the jet skis again yesterday. It was fantastic.
Oh yeah, you'll see that on the show if you watch it tonight. Did you fall in or not?
You know what? I actually fell in a couple of times. It was a lot colder, and everybody was remarking about, when's the show coming out? When's the show? All the guys down at the Redondo Pier where we had lunch. It was a great, fun experience, and I think everybody in the UK will all immediately move to Los Angeles when they see the weather we had.
Oh, my God, in January as well. So we're having a screening tonight. Well, I say a screening. It's not really. We're just going to a pub where they've got a TV, and they're going to switch it on.
Have you checked that?
Well, here's the thing. I hope they've got Living. Because what about if we turn up and they're like, no, sorry, we've only got Freeview. And what happens then?
So you're going to a pub tonight to watch yourself on telly?
Yes. But it's been set up by the film company made it. So that's very nice of them. I just hope that they have got... I hope they've checked that the Living is on there. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to be as much fun watching ITV. Anyway, so David, explain to us where you are right now, because I find this quite interesting.
I found it interesting, too. This morning, I was getting the jet skis actually ready to go out again with my daughter because the weather is beautiful again, and all of a sudden, my maid starts screaming, Mr. Davey, Mr. Davey! And I come out, and my daughter's cat is laying on the side of the driveway, not in very good shape, so I had to give him mouth-to-mouth, cat-to-mouth.
You gave a cat mouth-to-mouth?
No, I'm just kidding,
of course. I know that by now.
My other dog is in deep trouble. They already had the, dog TMZ and dog Perez Hilton out there trying to cover the fact that the dog was trying to eat the cat. And the dog's in big trouble because he had cat hair in his mouth. So I'm at the vet. I'm actually at the emergency right now. And they're in there trying to work on my cat. And I'm sitting in the car in the back hoping that the cat is okay, or it's not going to be a real fun day around the Hasselhoff household.
Wow. So it ate its ear?
What?
It ate the cat's ear?
No.
Cat
no, it ate
hair.
More than the cat's ate more than the cat's ear, the hair.
Ow.
No, it chomped him pretty good, but the cat's going to be fine. It's just a little catastrophic. It's just another day in the life of the Hoff.
Yeah, this is the kind of...
Did you make that story up, David, just so you could do the bad pun? Catastrophic day?
No, I can give you the number. Yeah, why don't you call the animal clinic live? And they're right here. And that would freak them out because I said, I have to go outside and talk to Scott Mills in London in the car. And they're going, did you make that story up? I said, no! No! Everyone thinks I'm lying this morning. No.
As long as the cat's okay, though, that's all fine.
The cat... Anyway, the show's really good. And anybody, you know, I never wanted to do a reality show. And because it's, you know, usually it's not real. Well, you know, I really wanted Scott to get a sense of what it's really like to be around the Hasselhoffs, because it's, you know, it really is fun. It's crazy and fun, and it actually turned out really good. I saw most of it, and in fact, we're all talking about bringing the girls over and maybe relocating and doing something in London for the summer, you know, because kind of my fish out of water, you know. Yeah. Bring Hasselhoff over to Scottstown.
Yeah, come and stay at my house.
Hey, man, you know what? We should do that. That would be great.
My doors aren't big enough. Someone said this to me the other day, and I know that you need Hoff doors.
Well, we'll have to have the writer follow us around. We can, like, put him in the closet and tell us what to say.
Why does he need special doors?
Because he used to stay at this hotel, but now he doesn't stay there anymore because the doors aren't big enough for him. Isn't that right, David?
Well, that's kind of one of the hotels I've been banned at because of the doors, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, cool. Well, it's on to Living TV tonight at 10 o'clock. It's the Hoffman Scott came to say, and it's very much fun. We had a great time. And I'll speak to you later. I might call you from the special screening. Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem. I'll figure out what time that is, and I'll be around. I might be out in the water, but you can catch me on my cell, even on the water. So call in, it'd be fun.
Is it waterproof?
The phone? Yeah. Of course. Everything I have is waterproof. Right. I'm Mitch Buchanan.
I'm Mitch Buchanan. But remember, I'm not Mitch Buchanan. I'm not.
You know what? Neither am I, and you kind of actually see that in the show.
I'm not Mitch Buchanan.
Thank you, David.
All right, guys, have a happy day. Lots of love. I'll see you on TV tonight on Living.
Okay. Good luck to the cat.
I love you.
See you guys. I love you, too.
Okay, except you won't be able to ring him. You're going to have to page him.
I can't ring him, can I? Oh, rubbish.
Poor cat.
I know. That's terrible news. Would you like to hear another bit from the
yeah,
show?
Yeah, please.
I'd like you to kind of guess what the next word would
oh, right, okay.
is going to be from David's mouth.
When Scott comes into my house, he's got to play by my rules. I think Scott's a little,
Orange.
Sheepish, he's not the real stunt guy, you know?
Sheepish was the correct answer.
Not a real stunt guy.
I know, no way, David.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.